Written by medical experts and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the US MLE, or if you're simply interested in basic and advanced cardiac life support. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school basic and advanced cardiac life support course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master BCLS and ACLS. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There's a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: initial assessment of the unconscious patient, CPR basics for adults, CPR basics for children and infants, automatic cardiac defibrillator use, advanced life support rhythm strip interpretation, arrhythmia algorithms, ACLS medications, pediatric advanced life support, pre-hospital trauma assessment, ATLS protocols for adults, and ATLS for children and infants. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in BCLS and ACLS with the correct answers. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with US MLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school basic and advanced cardiac life support course. Now, let's get started. The intention of this course is to offer a broad base of information to the potential healthcare provider regarding the basics of basic life support, advanced cardiac life support, and advanced trauma life support. Nearly every healthcare provider will face having to care for the critically ill or critically injured patient and will need to know how best to stabilize these types of patients so they can receive definitive care. The first chapter will be an intensive discussion on the assessment of the unconscious patient. These patients represent a unique challenge to the healthcare provider as they cannot verbally relay any symptoms, and most are seriously ill, requiring urgent evaluation and management. In Chapter 2, there will be a thorough discussion of basic life support for adults. While basic life support is intended to be used by anyone, there are unique aspects to the provision of this type of vital patient care that are different when a skilled healthcare provider delivers the service as opposed to a layperson. The third chapter of this course will be a discussion of the basic life support protocols for infants and children. Infants and children have cardiac arrests for different reasons than in adults, but still require CPR during an arrest situation. The protocols to be followed by the layperson and healthcare provider alike will be included in this chapter. In Chapter 4, the focus of the discussion will be on how the automated external defibrillator works and how it is best put to use in the field. The student will learn how the AED has the potential to save many lives because it quickly restores the rhythm of an adult or child with a non-survivable rhythm strip. Chapter 5 of the course is intended to be an introduction into the rhythms seen in advanced cardiac life support. Each rhythm has unique features that can be identified by the healthcare provider, setting the pace for intervention by the ACLS team. The algorithms used in the adult patient with an abnormal rhythm or who is in a cardiac arrest situation will be the main topic of discussion in the sixth chapter of the course. Each rhythm and clinical situation has a specific algorithm to follow. The intricacies of these algorithms as they apply to different arrest situations will be covered in that chapter, as they apply to the patient with an arrhythmia or who has suffered a cardiorespiratory arrest. The seventh chapter of the course will be a discussion of the medications used in cardiac arrest situations and in treating arrhythmias. The purposes and dosages of the medications will be covered as part of understanding how they are put into use in various arrhythmia and arrest situations.